So this is your cue. If you have a testimony to give, I have somebody that's going to start our testimonies off, but be thinking, please. I'm going to remind you of what Laura reminded us of last testimony time. We want to be authentic in our testimonies, the ABCs, right? Authentic, brief, and Christ-centered. We want to give all glory to God. So I'm going to ask Jaden to come up here and start us off.
Morning, Redemption. Hi. Yeah, just like some background on this, like this literally happened like just late last night, like 1 a.m. So like, I guess, yeah, like, you know, just a few hours ago. But Julie and I have this friend. We live at Carey Hall, which is a Christian dorm on the UBC campus. And we have this friend that we've known for a bit, and she just, for her life, like she's just had a really unhealthy relationship with school where it's like 110% all the time. No hobbies, no time for a friend, like no time for friends, like 14 hours a day. And it's been getting better, but at the same time worse, because she's also dating this amazing Christian guy, and it's like creating issues and stuff. And so it was put on my heart to speak to her about this, like, and I really, really did not want to. Because like I was like, I'm scared like I'm gonna say something and be like, you shouldn't be focusing so much on school, and like offend her or something. And like, so I kind of like put it off actually, which I think like God was like trying to nudge me like, yo, like you need to go speak. And I'm like, oh, like this is gonna be really uncomfortable. And then it just kind of hit this point where it's like, we have to, like we had another friend who's friends with this girl, and she like came knocking on Julia's door while I was there. And she just started saying like how hopeless things are. And like, she's been friends with this girl for years, and she's like, I don't know what to do. Like she's breaking, she's losing it. She's thinking of breaking up with her boyfriend, all these things. And I'm like, okay, like this has to stop. And so like, yeah, like anyways, like we prayed for wisdom in what to say. And we started talking to her. And there was this moment that I felt in the conversation where it was like, I can't explain it. There was like this moment where God like entered the conversation, and it was a total shift from like her feeling kind of defensive about things to like actually hearing it. Like God opened her ears, and it was crazy because like everybody in her life was like, it's not gonna happen. That's just the way this girl is. And then there was this shift, and I like, yeah, it was a really good conversation. Like God gave us both like so much wisdom. And then we talked and she went away, and Julie and I like decided to start watching like a show on Disney Plus. And then we start praying like again, like for her. And halfway through the prayer or something like that, a notification comes up, and we finish praying, and I open up my laptop, and she texts this like really long text saying like, I can't believe like what just happened. And do you want to like say, like, I can't remember exactly what she said, yeah, in the text. Like, but
she was saying how she and her partner had like talked things through, yeah, and all of those problems that they were having were just like, just gone. Like they were able to work through those problems, and she felt like she was, she described it as being in a deep sleep. She's like, I was in deep sleep. Like, yeah, I was not aware, and I feel like I've woken up. She's like, yeah, I just, yeah, yeah, really, really praise God. We're so grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it was like, it was a really like cool experience. And I don't know, I just like, I feel like it's like those small things where God, like the Holy Spirit will just nudge you, right? And I've had it a few times in my life where it's like this thing, and usually you know it's the Holy Spirit because it's something you don't want to do, I find. Maybe that's just me, but like usually I'm like, I really don't want to do this thing, and it's this pressure, and I don't want to take up too much time, but I wanted to share that because it was an amazing experience, and God is totally working in her life, and I just was like so excited to, like for us to be used as that vessel. Like it's an amazing experience, and if we hadn't had like our ears to God and listening, and instead done the thing that was easy, which is just let her continue living her life and the relationship go downhill and all these issues continue to manifest, right? Like we wouldn't be in the position we are today. So yeah, I don't know. That's the story. Yeah.
I'm just gonna ask them to pray for people like your friend. There's lots of people out there who have their ears stopped. Yeah. And God can come in and intersect. So just pray along those lines.
Okay, sure. Holy Father, thank you so much for, just blessing our friend. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. God, I pray that this will be a time where you touch other people that are in this position, positions where their life is unbalanced. It's so easy in North America to get into that work mindset and to live an unhealthy, unbalanced life. And Pastor Daniel yesterday just said something amazing to me, which is that Christianity is all about ordering your priorities. And that really stuck with me, Father. And so I pray that for people that are out there that are not sure where their priorities should be and what matters the most to you, God, I pray that you will just touch them some way in their lives. You'll open their ears, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And just put something in their hearts where they can reorder their priorities if they're not in the right place. They can hear you legitimately and be able to just listen to you, and they'll see the fruits of their life change, and they'll be planting good seeds instead of bad ones, and they'll be able to see drastic changes in their lives and the people that they're touching, and be able to live not for themselves but for something greater, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen.
And God, I just want to pray for Jaden and Julia and for all of us, Lord, for those divine appointments, for those divine encounters where you have prepared the ground and then it's the right moment and you break in suddenly, Lord. We thank you for your power, but God, you use us, and I thank you for their obedience in talking to her, even in the discomfort, God. And I pray that for all of us, God, that you would help us to step out of our comfort zone and to take risk in love, Lord. Just help us, Jesus. We want to see your kingdom come, and there's so many people that need you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone else? Yes, please, Gabrielle, come up. Oh, good. Roman as well. Great.
Excellent. Hi. I am a bit shy now, but my name is Gabrielle, and I am from Brazil. This is my husband, Roman, from France. So it's so hard for me being here, because if Homa and I, we are here in Vancouver, is because God planned this for us. It was so hard. We Homa left everything and went to Brazil, and we start our life there. And we have to left again everything behind to come here. So when we arrive, I left my parents, my family, my cats, our house. We have to sold everything in our apartment to came here, and it was so hard. But God was with us, and He's with us. Do you want to continue? Anyway. Yeah. let me think. So we came here, and everything happened because crazily, and we find a good place to live. We find this church in Brazil because I was praying, oh God, I need a church that I can feel good. And I found this church on Google Maps. And we came here since the beginning, and we love this church. We love everybody here because we feel like a Latin family with a lot of cousins, a big family. Everybody hugs and with a lot of love. Sometimes in our family, we have people, then we don't get along well. But here, everybody get along well, so I'm so happy. Anyway, so it's your turn.
It's a work permit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about my work permit. So, yeah, I was praying for God because Roman lost his job this year, and I didn't have my work permit. So I was praying for God, please show me, show us. We need to stay here or we have to come back to Brazil. What we need to do? And God, in the next week, give me my work permit. Praise the Lord. And thank you, God. I love you.
Thank you. yeah, I don't know. She said a lot of things already. But yeah, I don't know. Actually, like this week, I had an idea of what I was going to talk about, but now it's like very different. But I'd say we went through a lot of difficult times, I'd say, with immigration and going somewhere else. Yeah, leaving everything behind and having to deal with all the uncertainty regarding living in a new place, not having like family support or anything. And yeah, God has provided everything, like the community, a house, and yeah, I'm still looking for a job, but I believe like God is working, so. But yeah, just a word for everyone who's in a time of like walking in the desert or having anxiety, anything like that. Actually, in our last session during the live group, we were talking about anxiety. And one of the things that was very nice for us was being grateful. And it's very easy to be to forget about what God is doing in your life, like just focusing on what's lacking and what's being difficult at the moment. But if you take a step back and look at what's already right and what has gone, what God has already done, then it gives you like confidence in the future and like not losing sight of what's going on and what's God doing. So yeah, that's my word for today. Thank you.
Can we pray for you? Yeah. God, I thank you for this couple. I thank you for the way they are obedient to you. They're listening to your voice and they're following you, Jesus. I thank you for the way that you are providing for them step by step. God, I thank you for the work permit that you've brought to Gabrielle. And God, I pray also for a job for Roman. Lord, we just thank you that it's coming and we're watching and waiting with anticipation to see what you're going to do here. And Lord, I thank you for this couple because when they came, they plugged in. They plugged in and they started serving. I saw them at Pit Stop and the movie nights and everywhere they could, they were like there serving. And Father, I pray that you would just bless them, that you would bless them. As they've poured out, that you would pour back into them, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for this testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. I see April and then Maureen. Hi. For those who don't know, April used to come here. I don't know if you guys know her, but she's one of our favorite people here.
I'll keep this short, but I just wanted to testify this week to the power of prayer and the power of Christian testimony as a community. My sister and I have a very close friend who moved to Ontario, like, couple months ago. They're pretty new there. They don't have a lot of community outside of her husband's family who lives there. And their two-year-old daughter had a drowning accident in their bathtub just this past week. And she's been in an induced coma where they're trying to keep the brain swelling down before they could do MRI tests. And it's just been a really, really trying time for them as a family and feeling very alone. And this friend of ours, her and her family used to be believers and go to church, and they kind of walked away from close relationship with the Lord and community years ago. But this week when this happened, it was amazing how their first reaction was to reach out to all the Christians they knew and to ask for prayer. And like our family has been praying, and I've been getting random messages from people I know saying, hey, if you know this girl, pray for her daughter. And it's like it's circulated around through the Christian community. And their little girl was taken off of the stuff that was putting her in coma so they could check to see where her brain activity was at. And they did some MRI scans yesterday and the results weren't great, but their daughter is responding in ways that doesn't make sense given the results, and the doctors are kind of baffled. And so I think it's such a testimony as we keep praying that God can do a miracle in her life. And my husband and I have been talking a lot about how, like, the importance of debrief in situations like this. And so I think I'm also praying, especially for a few people that are extremely close to her that love Jesus, that this would be a moment of boldness for them to testify that what's happened here isn't just science and medical, but it's actually because of the prayers of people and God's response in that. So,
thank you. That's amazing. Maureen. What's the little girl's name, April? Naomi? Aw, that's my new granddaughter's middle name. We'll continue to pray for Naomi. Can everybody remember to pray for Naomi this week?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So last week, Sunday, I was scheduled to teach at the children's ministry, something that I love so much. But on Saturday, I realized I couldn't, because the Tuesday, I was feeling really sick. I woke up in the morning and my tummy was hurting badly. I was having both stabbing and burning pain in my stomach. So I walked to the clinic and they gave me some medication. But so Saturday, the medication, I don't know, wasn't working. So I decided to go back to the clinic again, or even the emergency, for them to check that out. And so I did, and they changed the medication. But on Saturday evening, the pain persisted. And so I just reached out to Sarah I, and I told her that I don't think I'll be able to do Sunday school. On Sunday morning, it was still the same throughout the day. So I was just praying to God and asking what to do. Probably I have to go back to the emergency. By evening time, I had spoken with my husband and he's told me to discontinue all my medication and then probably go back. And when I was sleeping on Sunday, I took a glass of water and I prayed over it. And I told Jesus that you are able to make me well. And honestly, going back and forth the clinic, it's frustrating. And I have the healer right here with me. So Jesus, would you turn this water into your blood? Because you are able. And as I drink this, may you flush out every sickness from my system. I drank the water and then I lay down. Honestly, I don't know how I slept. I woke up in the morning and it was as if nothing has happened. I was fully restored. My health was restored. I was so strong to even make it to work on that Monday morning. I said this to the praise of God. So they did some tests, the results are in, but I'm yet to see the doctor to know what exactly was happened. But whatever it was, from Monday till now, I have not felt any pain. I discontinued my medication and I am still well. I said this to the praise of God, amen.
Can I just ask anyone who is needing a healing to stand up? And Maureen's going to pray. It's just going to be really simple and quick. If you need a healing in your body, stand, or your mind, and who doesn't in their mind, really? But stand up, and Maureen's just going to pray. And if you can include little Naomi in that prayer, that would be awesome. Thanks.
Jesus, we are so thankful to you. We thank you that you are present with us. And your name is Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that heals us. And so I pray, lifting everyone standing and even our family members who are sick, and Lord, little Naomi into your hands, Lord. I pray that your healing virtue will flow through them. Lord, I pray that you will touch them. Lord, I pray that your power will be made manifest in their bodies, and their health, oh God, will be restored. I thank you, Lord, because you are still doing miracles. You are still healing your people. Thank you for the blood that made a way. And thank you that by your stripes, Lord, we are healed. Thank you for the healing that you have brought everybody. And thank you, Lord, that we will hear testimonies upon testimonies, because you, Jesus, you will do it, and you will take glory alone. We give you praise and we give you glory. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Marie. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Enoch, come on up.
Good morning, everyone. I'll keep it brief. So my testimony is more saying thank you. So 3 weeks ago, my wife and I had our daughter, Eliora. I just want to say thank you to this community, because you've been a blessing to us during this time. It's just people stopping by to bring food, delicious food that's been nourishing us, praying for us. The delivery was, we had some issues, but we thank God that we had people that were praying for us. I was texting Kara Lee when it just happened. She was asking some information. So we just appreciate you guys for prayers. My wife and I were both sick for a month prior to delivering a baby and after. So she had reached out and said, what can I bring over? I say, well, if you could throw out some prayers for us, because we really need some healing. So we just appreciate that, because we're doing well now. We're still recovering, but we're feeling much better and getting sleep. The baby sleeps well. So thanks for those prayers as well. We're just so appreciative of our community here at Redemption and for what you guys do for us. So thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Ina. That plays right into what Thomas was saying and encouraging us all in. We need each other. We need each other. When some of us are strong, we can help those who are going through a tougher time, and vice versa. It happens to all of us. So get plugged in. Get plugged in. Community is good. Anyone else? I'll take probably one or maybe two more, and then we'll call it, or maybe that's it. Oh, great. Rachel.
Hello, I'm Rachel. So hearing Thomas talk about going to Switzerland reminded me of my testimony. I was in the Netherlands for 4 months doing a university exchange in the fall. I was really excited for the time, and I had this feeling that God was going to do something really good in it. And I got there and I was excited. I was like, oh, I'm on an exchange in Europe. That means I should travel and see all of Europe. And so I kind of just started doing that. I started planning trips every weekend and being really busy and seeing lots of amazing things, which was very cool, but I would kind of come back from the trips and just be like, oh, maybe that just wasn't quite as fun as I thought it would be, or it didn't really feel meaningful. And I got sort of like halfway through the exchange. Lem, my fiance, came and visited, and as soon as he got there, I was like, oh, I've been very lonely. I didn't realize I was lonely. I thought I was just sort of busy. So he was there for about a week, and then he left, and I was like, oh, I have to do something about this loneliness. I don't think I can now sit knowing how I'm feeling for the next 2 months. So I started prioritizing finding community, and I ended up going to an international church in the city and sitting next to these girls, and the pastor was sick that day, so they decided to have us do discussions, and the first time sitting with strangers in church, that was like my worst nightmare, was to have to talk to people for an extended period of time. But all of the girls I was sitting with were in the student group, and they immediately were like, oh, you need to come, and they literally took me around after the service and introduced me to people, invited me to things they were doing, and very quickly got plugged into this just like incredible community that was so welcoming. And I think I only had about 5 weeks left, made these friends that we just like had the most incredible conversations, really like shared and encouraged and prayed with one another. And they really sort of, I think, facilitated the healing and the, just what God was using that season to prepare me for. And as I got to know them, I was kind of feeling like, oh God, like, I feel like I missed it. Like, I feel like you were gonna do this amazing thing, but I got like too distracted with my own agenda the first half of this exchange, and I missed the goodness that you were gonna do. And on my last night there, a couple friends came over really late, and we just sort of, shared and said all the things we wanted to make sure we said, and like encouraged each other in and prayed for one another. And as they left, I was like, oh, like I didn't miss it. God did it. I can't talk about what God does without crying. But I guess that's the encouragement. It's just no matter where we get distracted or tempted or get in our own ways, we can't disrupt God's goodness in our life. And even when we are not fully obedient all the time, if we are seeking to be obedient, he is so gracious to rejoice in that gift and make beautiful things of it. So one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 73, and I'm just going to read a couple of verses of it. Starting at verse 1, Psalm 73, verse 1, "Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone." And then jumping to verse 23, "Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny."
Will you pray for people who are lonely, but also just pray into that? I love that. Was perfectly well said. I love that.
God, you are so good. And you intended us to live in this kind of beautiful community where we support each other, and where we can be fully ourselves and at our weakest points, and have people to lift us up in all the ways that we need. And so, Lord, I just pray for anyone here today or in our lives that is feeling lonely, that you would give us eyes to see one another and the courage to put ourselves out just far enough that people can see us and touch us and encourage us and bring us closer to you, Lord. And I know that it's only by your hand that these communities are formed, so I praise you for that. I thank you that we don't have to be perfect, that we are covered by your grace and your blood. And I want to pray against any sort of sense of shame that we are not enough to be part of your plan, God, that we would find joy in knowing that all you call us to is to worship and trust you, and that we could carry that as a light burden into our lives and let go of the pressure to carry more than you intended us to. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I think we're going to... Oh, yes, Evan, come on up. Last one, guys, and then we're going to go into communion.
Thanks, Monica. All right. Before we get started, my name is Evan. I attend with my wife, Miriam, this church. And I'm a composer and a pianist, and I'm going to Toronto for 2 weeks. And over those 2 weeks, I'll be working in church recording studio, and I'll be working in a professional recording studio space to compose a musical and to compose new music for choirs and orchestras and things like that. And what I was wanting to testify about is a lot of this work takes a lot of organizing people and artists and people who are not necessarily connected in the church, but a lot of this work is going to be taking place in a church. And that's been converted to a recording studio. And I think for me, I've been noticing a lot of setting this up. There's been a lot of talk on the meaning crisis or the meta crisis as we've been discussing it. And I think it's a great opportunity. And I've been noticing that there's been a lot of spiritual help in setting these places up and connecting with these communities. And I would just love for us all to have that intention for the next couple of weeks, working with these ensembles, to like have God be present in these hearts and to just meet us there. because it's a lot of exciting new work, and it's living in this line between the kingdom of God and where we are right now artistically. And I think it's a real opportunity, and I feel it in the work that I'm doing, that me and my collaborators, we've been finding some who are non-Christians, like, what's going on here? Why are we exploring these themes? And I feel really encouraged, and these next 2 weeks are going to be pretty powerful, and I just want everyone here to like have that intention behind it with me. So
can I pray for you?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just pray. Father, I thank you that you are everywhere working. God, I thank you that your goodness and your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness are unimpeded by any kind of borders or boundaries or barriers that we put up or the world puts up. You can penetrate those places. And Father, I thank you for this work that Evan is doing. I thank you for who he is. I thank you that he walks into these places as a child of yours, saltiness and the light that goes with him, God. I pray that it would just be your presence and your anointing would be thick and heavy on him as he walks into these places. And Holy Spirit, I know you're going ahead of him as he's already testified to. You've gone ahead of him and you've prepared these places. You've prepared the ground where he's going to be working. And God, I just ask that you would have your way. Let your kingdom come in those places. Let your will be done, Lord. Let people's hearts be turned or even just turned to be curious about who you are, what's going on. And God, I pray that you would give Evan wisdom and all the creativity he needs and everything, all the gifts that he needs to do what you've asked him to do in this next couple of weeks, Lord. And God, I pray that for all of us in whatever realm we work in or play in or go to school in. God, we are your children. We are children of the Almighty God, and we walk with that, just that presence. We carry your presence with us wherever we go. And I just ask that we would recognize that, we'd pay attention, we'd be intentional, as Evan said as well, be intentional about knowing that as we go forward, particularly this week. I mean, this is Holy Week, and it's culminating in Resurrection Sunday. And God, that's what it's all about. You have died, and you've risen to set people free and to save us all. And God, let us know that as we walk this week and pay attention and participate with you where we see you working. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.